Well, one of my favorite things to do is talk cultural arts on the award-winning For the People and bringing it home to regions like Greater Bridgeport. We're pleased again to welcome Mark Halstead. He's the board president for the Greater Bridgeport Symphony. They are amidst their 80th season and exploring new horizons. Their next concert is coming up on November 15th, and it's an exciting activity to talk about because this is way more than a symphony concert, and it's happening in a brand new place. So lots to talk about with Mark, but also lots to talk about when it comes to Connecticut teens and traffic safety. You don't have to look further than news media, social network, and headlines to know how we are losing way too many of our young people in traffic-related emergencies and incidents. And Connecticut teens in their high schools can now win up to $26,000 in prizes by entering a submission into Connecticut's 17th annual Teen Safe Driving Video Contest. It's hosted by the Connecticut Department of Motor Vehicles and Travelers. The contest is open to all public, private, and homeschooled high school students in Connecticut between the ages of 14 and 18. Students entering are required to produce a creative, unique, and effective video public service announcement up to 45 seconds in length that highlights interactions between drivers and other teens and illustrates ways to practice safer driving habits while addressing at least one specific Connecticut teen driving law. You can get all the contest rules and information on how to submit a video entry by going to ct.gov/teendriving/contest. All right, Mr. Halstead, thank you so much for joining us again on For the People. You've got an exciting event coming up on November 15th. But before we talk about that, let's talk about this 80th season. How has it been going so far? What are your reactions amongst the greater patronage about our new Maestro Eduardo?
Well, it's been a good start. We had our first concert on October the 4th, and Eduardo put together a really great program. It culminated with a Shostakovich Fifth Symphony, which was so good, and we had a larger number of musicians than we've put on stage in a few years, so it's feeling good we're getting back to full complement. And it really it just came off the stage so strong. And we had a wonderful violin solo by Brunilda Misteraj, who's new to us and a friend of Eduardo's, and she was fabulous. So we had a wonderfully textured concert. The theme of this year is New Horizons, and what we want to do is Eduardo wanted to put something together that brought us into different realms of music. So there was a very new piece from maybe 15 years ago that was part of the concert as well, which, of course, some of our concert goers said, I don't know about that. But we're making people think, and we're making people see other sides of orchestral music. So they got the best of the old and the best of the new, and we'll continue that all through this season. And we actually have also themed each concert by one of the classical elements, so earth, water, fire, air, and the fifth one, Quintessence, which we'll do in December. This was the air concert, so the Lark Ascending was perfect for that. Felt like we were flying the whole time. And our audience is really enjoying Eduardo. We got great reviews from him for him when he was our guest conductor for a season. And he's just continued just charming the audience, amazing the audience. We keep hearing how much he's growing into this orchestra and growing into our audience. So it's a great time for GBS.
He'll be enjoying some flavors of home, so to speak, on November 15th as GBS presents Horizons of Fire. But before we talk about the music and his diving into some of this Heider Villa-Lobos material, we want to make sure that there aren't any people driving into the Klein parking lot that evening wondering why they got such a good parking place.
We've been a little worried about that. We might actually put somebody up there who will have to miss the first 15 minutes of the concert just to make sure. You know that we love the Klein. The Klein's been home to us since 1946. With just a short hiatus when the Klein was being renovated, and we actually at that time went to the same venue we'll be at on November 15th, which is at the University of Bridgeport, the Mertens Theater, which is a smaller theater. It's 900 seats versus the Klein's 1500, and it's much better suited to this concert, and our March concert as well will be held at the Mertens Theater. The crowds for those concerts are generally a little smaller, so we won't be swimming in the big space. We'll feel a little more intimate in this space, which I think will be great. It's something that Eduardo was very concerned that we do, is this music wants to bring you close to it, bring you the fire element of it, it's fiery music, but also he talks about it as being, it's a warmth for the beginning of winter. This theater is a wonderful theater. It's a much more radial. Everyone's closer to the stage. We're looking forward to it, and it will have different possibilities for us. We're looking at different things we can do to create a different type of presentation for the music. But one of the coolest things is the building that it's in is the former arts building for the University of Bridgeport. So there's a great gallery right across the hall from the concert hall, and we're teaming up with City Lights of Bridgeport, who's going to be having an exhibition in that space, so people can come and meander through beautiful art before and during the concert and intermission, and then have our music. So we're bringing together the visual and the audio arts at the same time, and we hope it'll be a very cross-cultural experience in that sense, not cross-cultural, but you get a real sense of more than just something you hear. It's something you see. It's something you experience. It's something you take out of the hall with you and lifts you up.
Right. A couple things. Does the alteration of the size of the hall mean that you're going kind of back to right-sizing the orchestra from that expanded number of musicians that we saw in October?
Well, this one is a smaller number of musicians. This is an all strings concert, and it's our very best of our strings, which are just fantastic professionals. They're all virtuosi, and so that will be part of this. That being closer to the stage with a smaller number of musicians, we want that to feel great for people and to experience our string section. And in March, we'll do something a little different, where we're going to bring in some different instruments. We're actually having something in the same hall written for harp and saxophone. So this will be something different and something you want to be closer to see how the music is made.
Well, one of the other exciting components of this activity at the Mertens space at the University of Bridgeport is the integration of students from Bridgeport's KEYS program, Kids Empowered by Your Support, that's going to provide music as folks stroll through the gallery over there and look at some of the art on display in partnership with City Lights. This illustrates another component of why GBS is playing such an important role in introducing people who may be the next generation of virtuoso artists on the stage.
You're absolutely right. And the KEYS program, for anyone out there not familiar with it, is about, I think they're about 20 years old, maybe a little older. But this is an organization that's really dedicated to bringing free music education to kids in Bridgeport, an underserved population with music that unfortunately don't get a whole lot of music in the school system. They do the best they can, but a program like this is bringing orchestral music. And every Saturday morning, they have a huge group of kids that come in at all levels. Instruments are provided for them, and the education for them is provided by, in some cases, our own GBS musicians are their mentors. But the really interesting component is as these kids get older, some of them get good enough to become teachers by the time they're in high school. So you're seeing this generational turnover within the group itself. And we're very proud to be working with them. And Eduardo is going to be visiting with them once a month all season long to coach and conduct the various sessions with them. He's loved being with them. He's visited them a number of times now. And again, it's sort of like coming home because the mentors he sees he's there are the same musicians sitting in front of him at our concerts. So it's just a great way for him to be integrated in the community. And so to have these kids from Keys playing in the gallery is, we look at those kids as being the bridge to the future. And our audience loves it when they see what we're doing in Bridgeport especially, but other communities as well. We do go to other schools. We want the music out there for the next generation.
Yeah, and when you try to extract the maximum benefit from anything like the Greater Bridgeport Symphony, you look at outreach and collaborations like Kids Empowered by Your Support, the Keys program, and you see the way something as collateral as a regional symphony orchestra and its members going out into the community are having a fundamental impact potentially on the academic health and well-being of students in Greater Bridgeport, because it's a long-standing scientific fact that kids that are involved with music, especially playing an instrument, just naturally do better academically.
Yes. And we're so proud of our kids that come to us, and that we're able to do our bit to help them to grow as people, as students, as thinkers for the future. It's great to see this. And we actually, one of the things we want to get going again that we had federal money for 3 years, we had a program where we mentored students all season long. Our musicians would mentor different sections. We had some trumpets, some string kids, and we mentored them. They auditioned for Eduardo, and Eduardo took the best of them and put them on the stage during our concerts. And it was a magic experience to see that nobody noticed that there's three 17-year-old trumpets, actually two 16-year-olds, one 17-year-old in the back row with the brass section. Mm. And that was at one of our holiday concerts a couple of years ago. And Eduardo at the end of it said, "Didn't you think that sounded great? Wasn't the brass section especially good? You notice anybody back there looks really young?" And the audience said, "Oh, wow, look, these are kids. And these are kids playing with the adults. They're playing right up on par with the adults. But the great thing for them is that these are kids thinking about a musical career. What's it like to be part of a professional orchestra? What does it mean to be at rehearsal at 7 o'clock and stay till 10 and put your whole into that and to practice for that those weeks in advance, to be expected to do everything a professional musician does?" And I love seeing what happens on the stage. And I love seeing that people appreciate that when they know that the kids are up there with the adults, it just makes the experience all the greater.
Yep. And packing even more into a evening with the symphony is, of course, a pre-concert talk with Dr. Frank Martignetti, who's going to guide concert goers through the music of the program, which we really need to get to as time is beginning to run out of the hourglass here, Mark. Let's talk about this program that we'll be seeing at the University of Bridgeport's Mertens Theater on November 15th.
Oh, one of the wonderful things that Eduardo's brought to us is he brings us the flavor of South America in the music. And in this concert, it opens with two pieces from South America, one from Brazil, one from Argentina, by Villa-Lobos, the other by Piazzolla. And they're both really grounded in classical. So Villa-Lobos' piece is an homage to Bach, but it's done with South American rhythm. It brings in a different sort of fire. That's exactly what we wanted to do with our Horizons of Fire. And then Piazzolla actually is famous for actually accordion playing tangos. There's tango rhythms that he puts into a piece that is based on Vivaldi. It's based on the Four Seasons, but he calls it the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires. So this is a guy, too, that grew up half in Greenwich Village and half in Buenos Aires. And so he's got this great cross-continental vibe to his music. Mm. So the whole first half is going to be very different than anything we would have played in the past. We really haven't played a lot of South American composers. So this is something Eduardo's bringing us right off the bat. And then it comes, he wants to take those folk rhythms that are in those two South American pieces, and he brings us Bartok piece, which Bartok was famous for bringing in Hungarian rhythms into the music, Hungarian folk music into classical. So it's almost a lot of storytelling. There's a lot of feeling of of culture, different cultures, how they react to classical music. It is a real living, breathing way of showing the relevance of classical music that goes into all cultures, since the stuff was written 400, 500 years ago in some cases, that it still has great relevance today, and it still has... It resonates through different cultures, different parts of the world, and comes out in its own special way.
And both of these sections of the program are going to be bringing in yet another fantastic soloist.
Yes, indeed. We're really looking forward to the violinist in this case. He's going to be fantastic. That all of these pieces have a strong violin component, and him leading the string section is going to be fantastic.
Yes, Tong Chen. Has he? Have you seen him play before?
No, but he is another connection of Eduardo's. Eduardo, with his vast academic background, he knows people. He knows younger musicians from so many walks of life, so many different sections. So this is a connection of Eduardo's. We're very much looking forward to seeing him. We know when Eduardo gets excited about a musician, it's worth getting excited about.
Well, we'd certainly love for folks to come out on November 15 to enjoy this program and to get there early for the talk, the gallery experience, and everything offered at the Bernhardt Center at the University of Bridgeport. But we would also love folks to consider patronizing the Greater Bridgeport Symphony, especially since they still have some great programs to present for this 80th season.
Yes, indeed. We hope that we'll see a lot of new friends this season in the concert hall. We have a fantastic program in December that's going to feature Benjamin Britten's Young People's Guide to the Orchestra. So this is a place to bring the kids to get them interested in that. But then so much of the rest of the concert is just celebratory, wonderful, happy seasonal music. It happens right in the middle of Hanukkah and 5 days before Christmas. So that's going to be a fun night for everybody. We could have 5 dates in halls to do it, because there's so much good to spread around with that. And then we have the two other concerts in March and April, and both of those are going to be wonderful showcases for our musicians, our new conductor. And we're thrilled that we're 80 years old, and we're looking forward to the next 80. It's the beginning of a lot of things.
GBS.org is where you could start or continue your journey with the Greater Bridgeport Symphony as they continue their 80th season exploring new horizons. The spirits and rhythms of South America are heading up their November 15th concert, happening not at the Klein, but at the Mertens Theater in the Bernhardt Center at the University of Bridgeport. We hope folks will come out to hear this fantastic program or to reconnect to the orchestra if you've been away for some time, and bring a younger person who you think might enjoy the music and the experience.
Kids under 19 are free.
There you go. No reason not to. And we'll fill all of those 400 plus. How many?
We want all 900 seats.
All 900.
Everybody,
yes,
come
yes.
on out.
Fill all 900 seats there at the Mertens Theater. Mark Halstead is the engaging chairman of the board for the Greater Bridgeport Symphony. He's been a great guest of ours here in the past, and we look forward to chatting with you again in the future about this great effort. Mark, thank you so much.